Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Our Mother Earth, her mantle green, lay ripened, seeded, and at rest. She yearned to nurture all to life, providing nourishment and nest. So God, unbounded, uncontained, ordained the oceans teem with life, and bid the skies be filled with flight. With fish and fowl the world was rife. These each were blessed and both deemed good. God urged them mate and multiply. Thus life would ever be increased, and God in all be glorified. With song and plumage, soaring flight, birds blazoned forth God's gifts so free, while sea life fathomless and feared reflected dark God's mystery. Thus evening came and morning came, the fifth day filling air and sea, life overflowing and outpoured, depends upon diversity. Amen. Let praise resound from the birds of the air, the sea and its creatures roar with joy. The birds of the sky nest by the waters, and sing your praise among the branches. You water mountains from the clouds of heaven. The soil is satisfied by the fruit of your work. It makes grass grow for the cattle, and plants for the people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens our hearts, oil to make our faces shine, and bread to sustain our lives. The trees of Adonai are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that God planted. There the birds make their nests, the stork has a home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats, the crags provide refuge for the badger. You made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows the hour of its setting. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey, and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and rest in their dens. Then people go out to their work, to their labor, until evening falls. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let praise resound from the birds of the air, the sea and its creatures roar with joy. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. You yourselves were once alienated from God. You nourished hostility because of your evil deeds. But Christ has achieved reconciliation for you in his mortal body through his death, to present you holy, without blemish, and irreproachable before him, provided that you persevere in the faith, firmly grounded, stable, and not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven. Thanks be to God. Be strong and stand firm. I will bring you to a land where milk and honey flow. Be strong and stand firm. I will bring you to a land where milk and honey flow. I will present you holy and unblemished before the throne of grace. I will bring you to a land where milk and honey flow. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Life. Be strong and stand firm. I will bring you to a land where milk and honey flow. Master, I want to see. Jesus replied, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Master, I want to see. Jesus replied, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." For all whose lives and livelihoods involve fish and other forms of sea life, especially those striving to preserve endangered species through the development of sustainable fishing practices, and to improve and restore oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve poultry and other birds, especially those striving to develop sustainably integrated practices, and to improve and restore their natural habitats. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and urban jungles from experiencing the incredible beauty, diversity, liveliness, and songs of the birds. For the sea creatures and winged birds themselves, whose praise of God sounding for hundreds of millions of years is threatened with extinction by the human destruction of their habitats and the toxins produced by consumerism and greed.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come.
Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creation live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of earth and sea and sky bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.